B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it's 8:29. LBF, what's cool?
You know, I've been trying to walk more, but this guy puts me to shame.
Boy, did he.
Did he. I mean, it took a while.
Yeah.
But still.
Mission accomplished.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll find out about this guy. It's awesome. Very inspiring. Brian, what do you have?
It's something new on Netflix that was filmed right around here. Might be kind of fun to look for some local spots.
Yeah. And you'll notice this year for Thanksgiving, this is going to be smaller. Okay?
Oh. Uh-huh. Not me.
Well,
spoiler alert.
Let the record show that LBF said that.
Yeah, not you.
Not me.
That was just a big bubble above your head.
No, it was not. Come on.
Okay.
What do you got? Have another squeeze.
All right. So I am going to tell you about a guy who puts your 10,000 steps a day to shame. He is 88-year-old Brad Hathaway of Mattapoisett. He's been on a mission to walk 24,901 miles, the exact circumference of the earth. And he didn't let the pandemic stop him. He finally hit his goal this week, and he hopes it inspires some people. Here's what he had to say.
If I hadn't kept track, I would have known Saturday that it was going to be around the world at the equator, because I found out a few weeks ago from a fellow walker that if I went from pole to pole, I could save 20 miles. I hope more people will get out, be active. I hear a lot of people now, when they get to this stage in life, they kind of give up. I'm going to keep walking as long as I can. And when my time comes, that's when I'll stop.
That's great.
Oh, that's great.
I wonder how he celebrated.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe
sat down.
Sat down, yeah. It took him, just so you know, it took him 32 years.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's...
But still, that's a goal. Mission accomplished.
24,000 miles.
901, almost 25,000.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Congrats, sir.
Yes.
All right, new on Netflix, our buddy Adam Sandler is back. And this one, they filmed local, and it's a Halloween movie. It's called Hubie's Halloween. And typecasting Adam Sandler, he plays Salem resident Hubie Dubois, an overgrown man-child. I'm not sure about his accent in this one. Give it a listen.
Hubie Dubois.
Yeah.
It's Halloween Eve. Danger is afoot. I'm going to make sure every citizen in this town is protected.
Not sure what's happening in this creepy town. The police department is advising everyone to stay home and lock their doors.
You know what I think done it? A werewolf.
All right. Is Hubie Dubois related to Bobby Boucher by any chance?
Sure sounds that way.
Yeah, he sure does.
So.
I don't like any of his movies except 50 First Dates.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow. Happy Gilmore, man. Happy Gilmore. Pretty good.
I mean, I like him. Don't get me wrong, but I just...
Yeah, sure you do.
There's a ton of people in this movie. Ray Liotta, Kevin James, Michael Chiklis, Shaq. Of course, Rob Schneider. It has to be in an Adam.
Shaq
is in it. Yeah, I mean, they filmed
this. I don't think I would have seen him.
They, you
very tall.
How do you miss him?
All over the place. So check out all the cool locations.
It's on Netflix, right?
Netflix.
You're already paying for it.
It's only like 90 minutes. I mean, it'll be somewhat entertaining, I'm sure.
I liked him in Spanglish, too.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So you like the serious Adam.
Yes,
scene.
I like funny the serious. Yep, I did like funny people. Yeah.
Waterboy?
No one else did.
Come on.
Waterboy.
Well, Kathy Bates was excellent in Waterboy.
Yes, she was.
When I did, no foosball.
No foosball, Bobby Boucher. All right. So this is going to be smaller this Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's not our bellies. It is the turkey, because Dr. Fauci and the like have said smaller gatherings are probably what you're going to look for this Thanksgiving, which means smaller birds, right? So big chains are buying smaller birds. Even Walmart, the largest grocer in the United States, is increasing its availability of boneless and bone-in turkey breasts.
So if you're a turkey, eat the dessert. You're safer that way.
Fatten up. Yeah, farmers are making adjustments. They're going to be going for the little birds earlier. Oh, boy. So anyway.
Yeah, those, the little petite ones go first, finally.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You chubby turkeys, you're like, yes!
See you next year. Maybe not. Okay, we got Zoe coming up?
Yeah, we do have Zoe.
You have a question for Scott?
I do
Zola.
Have a question. I have an inappropriate question.
I like
it's not
it.
That bad. It's about what his idea of a romantic
Well, you've been talking
like.
About your romantic getaway, so we'll ask Scott.
I was thinking
that.
Maybe if we had the same idea, we could just go together.
No, I don't think that's going to happen there. Okay. Scott Zolak is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.